Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shiuri Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now studying Masechet Nazir and our Andaf Nun Bet Amud Aleph near the top of the Amud, analyzing the section of the Mishnah that listed those tum'ot for which a Nazir has to shave and has canceled his Nazirut, and included the phrase at the end, Hashidra veHagugolot, the spinal column and the skull. So the question is, Yibayelahu, the question was asked, Hashidra veGugolot Nan, is it the final column and the skull, which means you have to touch both? Odoma Oshidra oGugolot, or each one independently. So Amar Rava, Toshma, Rava's going to try to solve it from this, Shidra Shigirer, Shigired Rovi Ilalin Shiba, if you have a spinal column and he pulled off or scraped off most of the vertebrae in Tahora, if it's in the coffin, even if it's broken up, it's all tamei. Why neha kever? Because the grave unites them, even though they're broken off. Now, tam amishum de gired. This is the analysis. It's only because it was scraped off. Halo gired. So if it wasn't scraped off, then tamei. Shmamina oshidra gugolik tani. So the implication is that it's only because the vertebrae are missing, but if they're all there, then it is tamei, which proves that independently, the skull and the spinal column, each of them, is a source of tumah. That's attempted proof number one. No, the answer is, haloktani. The halo, in other words, it doesn't say that if you didn't scrape it off, that the scrape off the vertebrae, then it is not tahor. That is not tamei. Hakamash malan dechigire tahora idech tibaylach. In other words, all it's telling you is that if you did scrape the vertebrae off, then it is tahor. If you didn't scrape it off, then we solve the question of do you need the skull there? But if you even have the skull and the spinal column, but the spinal column is missing most of the vertebrae, then it's tahor. Now, toshma, attempted proof number two. Rabbi Yehuda omer shishad dvarim Rabbi Akiva metamei v'chachamim metaharim chazar bo Rabbi Akiva. There is a report that we're going to get to in a couple minutes that Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim disagreed about six sources of Tumah. Rabbi Akiva said Tameh, and Chachamim said Tahor, and Rabbi Akiva eventually recanted and accepted the Chachamim's ruling. And now we hear a story about those. We'll get to the six in a minute. Umaseh sheviu kupam le'atzamot, they brought an asuary, a bone box, Leveda Knesset shel Tarsim, a certain Knesset that was run by a guild of Tarsim, v'hinichu ha'ba'avir, and they suspended it in the air so that it would not be tumah, v'nichnas tudus ha'rofei v'chol ha'rofim imo. So all the doctors, the sort of pathologists, came in to investigate to see whether this is a source of tumah. V'amru, ein kan shidra mimetachad. They checked it, and they said, we do not here have the spinal column of a single mate. Now, the implication of that is that determination is what rendered this not a source of tumah. Tama deleka shidra demichada. So the reason that they declared tahor is because we don't have a spinal column from one person. Ha'ika oshidra ugugolat michada. So the implication is if you have just a spinal column or just a skull, as long as it's only from one mate, nazir megaleach aleha, then the nazir would have to shave. Shema mina oshidra ugugolik tan. So that implies that our Mishnah should be read either shidra or gugolat would be enough. No, the answer is no. Lomi baya kamar. What Todos, the doctor, was saying, Theodos, was saying, Lomi baya shidra v'gugolot metachad leika. He's saying, it's not only the case that you don't have a skull and spinal column from one mate, alafilo oshidra metachad ugolot metachad leika. You don't even have a spinal column from one mate or a skull from one mate, from one dead person. In other words, the implication of his words is not that if we had a spinal column that was all from one mate, then there would be tamei. He was saying, you don't even have anything close to that. All right, let's see if we could solve it from the list of the six things that Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim disagreed about. Toshma miminyana. Let's look at the numeration. Umayin shishad dvarim shor Rabbi Akiva tam chacham matarim. What are the six things that Rabbi Akiva says? Ar tamei and chacham sayo tahor. One. Al ever min hamet shiba mishne metim. This sounds very much like our Mishnah, but Rabbi Akiva said that even if the source is two cadavers, so if you have a single aver that's part from one mate and part from another mate, Rabbi Kiva said it's tamei. V'al eiver min hachai sheba mishnei bnei adam. If you have eiver min hachai, half an arm from this one, half an arm from that one. V'al chatzi kav atzamot. Again, the shear of half a kav of atzamot of bones. Sheba mishnei metim, but it comes from two different cadavers. V'al revit dam haba mishnayim, or a revit of dam, and we're going to have to revisit that one, that comes from two people. V'al etzem kisora. Remember that small little shear of a barley size of bone. Shenachlak lishnayim that got split. V'hashidra v'hagugolet. Hour two. Now, if you really think Shidra and Gugolet should be read separately, and each one is an independent source of Tumah, Hanishiva Havyan, then that means that there should be seven, because count on the list. You have Evermin Amet, and Evermin Achai, and Chatzi Kavatzamot, and Chatzi Dam, and the Etzem Kisora, and then Shidran Gogol, it gives you seven. So it must be Shidran Gogol, it is one. So we have four rejections to this. First of all, Kiktani, Kol Echa de Pligi Alei Rabim. Now that list should only include those things where it's Rabbi Kiva versus Chachamim. Mafuki Etzem Kisora, item number five, is not a dispute between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim. Do Yachidu de Pali Galei, it's Rabbi Kiva versus one colleague. Tani Etzem Kisora Shenachlak Lishnaim, you have that case of the split bone. Rabbi Kiva Matamim, Rabbi Yochaman Noi Matahir. That's answer one. Answer number two is, Vibayte Ma Kiktani Eivrim Min Hamet. Items number one and two are misleading. Really, number two shouldn't be there. Eivrim Min Hamet should be there. Eivrim Min Achai Lo Ktani. But Eivrim Min Achai should not be on the list. Vibayte Ma Kiktani Kol Echad Denozim Megalech Al Ahilo. Perhaps the list only includes those things for which a Nazir be Megalech if he made a cover over it or if he was in the tent with it. Lafuke Etzem Kisora Dulo. Etzem Kisora, as we saw in the Mishnah, is not Metame Ba'ohel, only B'mago V'masa. So that means that again, item number five shouldn't be on the list. Vibayte Ma Kiktani Kol Echad Dehadarbe. The other possibility is that it only includes those things that Rabbi Akiva, the six only includes those things that Rabbi Akiva recanted. Lafuke Revit Dam, item number four, Revit Dam, Delohadarbe. He didn't change his mind. De Amarle Rebbe Levar Kapara. Rebbe said to his student Bar Kapara, Lo Tishna Revit Dam Machazara. You shouldn't mention Revit Dam as one of the things that Rabbi Kiva recanted. Shari Limudosh Rabbi Kiva Yado. He held on to that position. Ve'od, none of that. Hamikram is Sayo. The Pasuk on the page, Valkol Nafshot. Remember, we learned that a couple days ago. Nafshot Mate is Revit Dam that comes from two mate team. So he has a pasuk for that. So that means that Rabbi Akiva did not change his mind. Now Rabbi Shimon says an offhand comment here. Ad yamav hayam etamei. Perhaps his whole life he was metamei. Mishimet chazar bo ein yodea. Hey, maybe he changed his mind after he died. Rabbi Shimon was just sort of making fun here of the possibility that Rabbi Akiva may have changed his mind on that. However, since he said it that way, Tana hu shchru shinam ne tani otav. He felt so bad for speaking so flippantly about Rabbi Akiva that he took upon himself a lot of fasts and his teeth went black as a result. Now, Tvashma, Detanya. Now, this is going to be a side attempt to demonstrate whether it's Shidra Vigugolet or Shidra Ogugolet. Detanya, but Shame Omrim, Rova Atzamot. Now, remember, in our Mishnah it said, Chatzikav Atzamot, in Nazir's Megaleach 4. In the next Mishnah we'll see that a quarter Kav of Atzamot will cause Tuma that will not generate a cancellation for the Nazir, but it will be Tumat Mate that will have him sit out for 7 days. Alright, so Bechamai says, Rova Atzamot Min Ha'atzamim. It has to come from bones. O Mishnah Mosh Shlosha, from two or three bones, and it is not from a single bone. Betelolomrim Rova Min Ha'gviya. It has to come from the body. Mirova minyan or mirova minyan. Either from a majority of the trunk of the body or from majority of the limbs. Alright, that's Beit Hillel. Rabbi Shua said, Yacholni lasod kebechami de Beit Hillel ka'achad. I could unify these statements and turn them into a non-disagreement. Shebechami umrim, Mishnah Mishlosha, when Bechami said two or three, what he meant is, O Mishnei shokiyim v'yarech echad, either two calves and one thigh. Or perhaps two thighs and one calf, because that itself creates rov binyan. However, rov govoshel adam migova. Most of man's height comes from that, so that we call that rov binyan. So perhaps what Beit Shammai really means to say is two and one, two of the, they're all of the trunk of the person, because that's rov binyan. It has to come from the body, from the majority part. The reason he's saying that is to exclude the external limbs like the digits, the fingers, etc., and toes. So it's possible that they say the same thing. In any case, that's not going to help us at all, but this will. Because Shammai Omer, we have an earlier opinion of Shammai, Afilu Etzem Min HaShidra O Min HaGugolet. Even if you have a single bone that's big enough for Rov HaKav, that's from the skull or from the spinal column, then it's Metame. So that seems to prove that it should be either the spinal column or the skull, not both. Shammai DeMachmir, we can't prove that from there, because Shammai has an overly stringent position on this topic. And is not a proof to what the position of our mission is. So, if that's the case, then lifshot minah tamed beit shamay demachmir. That it's only because it's really shamay demachmir. Ha rabbanan adiika shidra v'gulgolet. So that means that shamay is the one who's machmir that shidra or gulgolet. Must be that the rabbanan say that you need both, and that would prove that our mishnah should be shidra v'gulgolet. So lo ad kam lo pliga rabbanan alei to shamay elam etzem achad. The rabbanan disagreed with shamay only if you have a single bone. If a single bone comes from the Shidra Gugolet, they disagreed and said that that's not sufficient. If you have the entire skull, entire spinal column, maybe either one independently would be enough. And again, we haven't proven our point. Now, we haven't settled the question of whether it's Shidra Vigugolet or Shidra or Gugolet. So Rami asked the question. Rovat Samot means Shidra Vigugolet. The rova, you need a rova atzamot. Is that enough to generate tuma that a nazir would cancel a nazir from the shidra v'gugolet? My. In other words, he says, we recognize that the shidra v'gugolet, which are so central to the body, perhaps are more severe, more stringent, and therefore, perhaps if you have only a rova hakav of bones from that, it will cancel out the nazirut, unlike other parts of the body where you need chatzikav. When the Mishnah said chatzikav, that's hechad deikam shayvav. That's like about other limbs. Avamin hashidra v'gugolet hachamiri. Since shidra v'gugolet are more severe, hafila rova atzamot. Maybe a rova is enough. Odom aloshna. Perhaps it's chatzikav across the board. So Amarava Toshma. Take a look at the Mishnah. Hashidra v'gugolet. It lists shidra v'gugolet without giving any specifications. V'salkadaitach rova atzamot ta'atim and shidra v'gugolet hachamir. If you think that shidra v'gugolet are so severe that even a rova would cancel out a nazirut, lidni al rova atzamot avamin hashidra. Then it should have said that the Nazir is Megaleach for a Rova Atzamot from there. Ah, but how can Rava himself say that? Rava Hudama, Rava said at the beginning of our whole analysis of our Gemara, where we said, remember when Rabbi Yehuda poked fun at Sumchus for reporting in the name of Meir, Mate and Kazait Mina Mate, said, what's that about? Lo Nitzochel L'Shir V'Gugolet She'in Behen Rova Atzamot. He said, oh, it's talking about, when it says Mate, it's talking about a Shir V'Gugolet without Rova Atzamot. Right, which means that rova seems to be the shear for shidra v'gugolet and not chatzikav. The answer is bata d'sham Rabbi Akiva. After he heard the whole development of the story with Rabbi Akiva with the six things, he changed his mind, realized that you need chatzikav even for shidra v'gugolet. Now Toshma, Shammai Omer, Etzem Echad Min HaShidra Min HaGugolet. So go back to Shammai we just had. It said one bone from the Shidra Gugolet. Now, which seemed to prove, again, that it's either one. Which would seem to prove also that Rova is the Shear from Shidra Gugolet. Shani Shammai the Machmer Tvei. Again, and Shammai in this area is very stringent. Doesn't prove what the norm is. So Liv Shammai Tamed Shammai the Machmer. So again, do the same thing we just did, which is only because Shammai is Machmir. Halu Rabbanan Adika Chatzikav Atzamot. So Rabbanan say, therefore you need a Chatzikav, which would solve Rami Rachama's question. No, Domad Kamal Plig Rabbanan Alei to Shammai Alei Be'etzam Achad. Again, maybe they only disagree with Shammai about one bone. Rov Atzamot, if you have a bunch of bones which come up to a Rov Akav, for Rabbanan Modu, maybe they agree that if it's from Shidva Gugolet, a Rov is enough. Again, it seems to be like Rava said that you need a chatzikav even from Shidra v'gugolet. Now, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, he said the following report. Zakenim HaRishonim, the early sages said, Miktzatana, you omrim chatzikav atzor chatzilog mdam. They originally said a half a kav of a bone and half a log of dam, lakol, is metame for every purpose. Rov atzamot revitam, half again of those shiurim, meaning half of a quarter of kav and a quarter of, da, of log of dam, lo lakol is not metame for everything, only for truman kodshim, which we always treat more severely, not for a nazir, where the consequences are severe in osa pesach. And other sages in the early days said even a rova is across the board. Now beitin shalach harem, a later beitin amru chatzi kav atzmon chatzi log dam lakol. Half is for everything. Rov atzmon revi dam litruma v'kodshim avalo l'nozer v'osa pesach. That was the division we had. So now, why is Rabbi Eliezer saying this? Why is a later beitin saying mechde ein achrach lishim machrat? After all, the later beitin is not weighing out the two positions and deciding between them, right? So why is that called a hachra? Why is their position being accepted? And the reason behind that, take a look at Rashi, is that hachra is when you have two opposite positions and the Beit Din weighs them out and in the end decides like one over the other. So Amr Yaakov Ba'idim, Pishmoa Amrum, Pichagais Chayim Malachi, that the later Beit Din had a tradition that went back to the last of the Nevim, and that's why their position was accepted. Not as a hachra, but they said we have a better earlier tradition. Okay, one last piece, the Mishnah said at the beginning, for the following, the Nazim's Galeach gives a whole list of things, and at the end it said the same thing. And Elu was always an exclusive term. So as Al Elu Duresha, the first Al Elu, what's that excluding? Limute Etzim Kisaora. That remember, if you touch a barley size of bone, then you're tameh, or if you pick it up, but not if you're in an ohel with it. So the al elu in the beginning of the mission is to say only for these things and not for etzem kisora as far as ohel goes. The al elu to sefer. Why does it say at the end again al elu is megaleach lemuti evan haschuchit, which is what we call evan misma, which is a rock that's sitting on top of a mate in Rishut HaRabim, special halacha of Evan Misma, if a Nazir sits upon it, even though he's Tamei Shiva, nonetheless, it's not soter his Nazirut. Okay, we'll pick up Yotz Hashem in the next podcast, Chatzi Kav Atzmot, and take us to the next Mishnah, Handaf Nun Dalet. Everybody should have a wonderful day.